Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, Ireland's in the stream. Delighted to say my guest this afternoon has joined me, Councillor Robert Dryden, who is the current Mayor of Cambridge. A great night for you, obviously, Robert.
Very good, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Must be a bit of a change for you, a Labour MP and a Labour Council.
That's a good change, yeah.
Does it feel different then, already?
I didn't get to bed till gone 6 o'clock this morning.
I can imagine, like Julian, yeah, pulling an all-nighter.
Yeah, so I haven't really analysed everything yet.
Talk us through some of the things that you came across when you were out campaigning on the doorstep. What were people's concerns?
Well, I've got to say that because I'm Mayor of Cambridge, I didn't go out knocking doors. I'm not allowed to. So.
But you do a lot of the work in the community,
yeah,
don't you?
I still listen, obviously, and get feedback from my colleagues that went out knocking doors. Yeah, it's the same virtue. It's people saying housing, especially we've got young families worried about where they're going to live if they can leave the home when they get in the age where they want to leave.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the big thing in Cambridge, isn't it? Affordable housing.
Yeah, very much so.
I suppose the other thing is new businesses. Cambridge is growing so fast. The infrastructure doesn't seem to be, you know, keeping up, and the traffic problems as well. Was that a concern?
The two issues are the traffic and housing. And obviously you just mentioned it is the new businesses, which is good.
Yeah.
More employment. But the infrastructure, they're building lots of places. But the roads, they're not coping now with all the traffic. So something drastic has got to be done soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor three times. That's quite a record. Why keep going?
Well,
it must be quite good fun.
A lot of it is. The first two times, I didn't actually put myself forward to be mayor. I was asked, and the first time was actually I had 2 days' notice, but which I'd done, and then another time was another I had a bit more notice then, but not.
And you've been deputy mayor as well.
I've been deputy mayor. I was deputy mayor last year, but this was the first time actually I put myself forward to do it.
Tell us a bit about your background.
I came here. Baby.
Because you're a paddy at heart like me, aren't you?
My family, I've got Irish. You know, my mother's from Waterford, Republic of Ireland. And my father, my father was born in Consett, County Durham. He was a coal miner.
Right.
And then he joined the Royal Navy in the Second World War.
I was going to say, there's not much mining in Waterford.
No, he was over there. I was actually born in Leicester.
And you spent a large amount of your working life in Addenbrookes.
I did, yeah.
So that must be fairly close to your heart.
Yeah. I worked, first of all, for Addenbrookes for contractors when they're building what we used to call the new site at Hills Road. But I worked for that, for Addenbrookes, old Addenbrookes, till it closed. And my wife also worked at Addenbrookes, the Rosie maternity unit, for 22 years.
I've had some very good reports, actually. I've got some friends that live in Cherry Hinton, and they voted for you, even though they are Conservative voters by nature. But they say you do a great job there. You've the nature reserve at Limekiln Hill, completely rejuvenated that, and there's lots of amazing wildlife there to see now.
Yeah, and obviously I brought up in Cherry Hinton. 55 years I lived in Cherry Hinton, and that area was a place I used to play as a kid.
You must have seen it change so much over the years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got big. I mean, the High Street, I remember a field where the shops are, used to be filled with cows in.
Whenever you look back now at the Blair years, how do you feel about those as a Labour Party member?
To start with, obviously, it was great. You're seeing someone new, young, going to do things. But then as things go on, like lots of politicians, they make mistakes.
Yeah. Do you feel it was a mistake now, the war in Iraq?
Yes.
Taking us into war in
Iraq?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what your personal opinion of Tony Blair is. I've worked with him quite a few times, and I found him, actually, regardless of politics, to be a very charming, charismatic man.
Yeah, I've met him as well years ago at conferences. You got to be like that. You wouldn't get where you are if he wasn't.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Talking of charismatic or not so charismatic, you knew this was going to come up. Do you think Jeremy Corbyn has helped the Labour cause in Cambridgeshire?
Probably, yes.
Really?
So I think party members, has increased, the Labour Party members joining, people joining the party, it has done. I mean, and although I didn't vote for him, but once someone has been elected, you support your leader, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's because he's attracted a lot more young people? And there's a lot of young people, obviously, in Cambridge.
I think so. He's saying things that some politicians wouldn't say in the past.
Yeah, he certainly has. can he win an election, though?
I'd like to think so, obviously, but I don't really know. It depends what other things that happen in the meantime. Any other slip-ups or whatever you like to call
we
it.
We can't say very much about the way he dresses, because we're sitting in a boiling hot studio here this afternoon that's like a an absolute sauna. Do you normally wear your chain of office, or is that just, you know, whenever you go out at night?
No, it all depends. If I'm invited officially someone wants me to, I would, but... if they don't ask me to, I won't. It's a lot more comfortable not wearing them.
I can imagine. Is it quite heavy?
It is quite heavy. It doesn't seem heavy when you first just hold them, but when you're on for, like, I had them on last night and probably for 8 hours altogether.
It's like weight training at the gym.
Your back aches a bit when you...
Yeah. I bet you need a bit of refreshment after that,
I had it, yeah.
I've heard you do a lot of stuff with schools. You know, obviously Cambridge is famous for its universities. How do you see the schools developing? Because one of my kids is at Hills Road, another one's been to CRC. Mm. And, you know, they're very good schools in Cambridge, but people are saying that, you know, with the new businesses and new people coming attracted to the area, there's not going to be, the infrastructure's not going to cope. How do you see that developing?
Well, the trouble is, I think they're going to build schools, but they're going to be probably out on the outskirts now of the new developments are coming off.
Are we all going to have to move to Campbell then?
Well, there is other developments which are not so far away, which are coming off. I mean, there's talks about a new school going on the East Cambridge site near Marshalls. Mm-hmm. And some of the schools are expanding. I mean, the school I went to, St Bede's, Burwood Road, I mean, that I looked at that now and that's 4 or 5 times bigger than when I went there.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of music do you like?
All sorts of music I like. I mean, if it's live, I like all sorts of music. I like folk music.
Well, what about Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel?
I like all sorts, yeah.
Let's play a tune and we'll come back to talk a bit more after that.
Okay.
Broadcasting from the University City, Cambridge 105.
And it is indeed Cambridge 105. It's Steffi Callister in for a Friday afternoon. I'm delighted to say my guest this afternoon, Councillor Rob Dryden, the Mayor of Cambridge, is still with me. You picked that last record, Cockney Rebel. Have any specific memories of that? Does it remind you when you were a teenager or something?
Probably not a teenager, you'll be older.
I was trying to be nice.
I'm being honest. I was one of my favourites, as I say, when you used to be in the pub when you were younger, the jukebox, it was one I used to put on.
Absolutely. Yeah. You do quite a lot of work in this area. It's, you know, involved with Cambridge Folk Festival and the band competition. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, the Cambridge Folk Festival, I've been going there as a youngster. I think I've missed about 2 since it's been going. When I got a bit older, I actually worked there for a while.
Really?
Yeah, in the Guinness tent on the security for quite a number of years.
They're good attractions, though, for Cambridge, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's worldwide. It's famous now, isn't it?
Yeah. And, I mean, the whole science and technology, that's really put Cambridge on the map.
I mean, it's so much. I mean, you go around the world and people know Cambridge now because of that.
So what's it like being mayor on a day-to-day basis? Is it hard work?
It can be. Yeah. It can be. Sometimes... you can get a bit tired, or one of the hazards there is putting too much weight on over the year.
I always remember Princess Diana said that you know, that everywhere she went, she was given salmon because she once said that she liked salmon, and only because, you know, it was looking after her weight.
Oh, I should have said that.
So there you go. Everywhere you go from now on. And the Queen believes that everywhere smells of paint.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah.
You haven't noticed that?
No, I haven't noticed that, no. Yeah.
Any predictions for the Police and Crime Commissioner post?
Well, obviously,
this afternoon.
I'm hoping Dave will get it, obviously.
Of course you are.
I don't know.
We're not talking Call Me Dave, are we?
No. Dave Bajan. I don't know. It depends, because there was other elections as well. Perhaps more people will vote this time, because it's been a poor turnout in the past for these.
Why do you think that is?
People not interested.
Yeah, I mean, why shouldn't they be? I get really cross at women who say, oh, I can't be bothered voting, whenever you think all the things that women went through to actually get the vote.
Well, women at the end, but even ordinary people to start with, you know, lots of people around the world love to have a chance to vote.
Absolutely. What other kind of questions can I ask you? kind of things do you do outside being mayor?
When you're mayor, it is virtually a full-time job doing that.
You must get some time off, though.
Yeah, you do get time off. Obviously, I try to get out then or take my wife out somewhere when you've got a chance to. But some of the things you do as mayor is good as well. It's entertaining. You get invited to places. And
of course, you were saying you went to Riverdance.
On my own. That was nothing to do with the council.
Do you not know who I am when you get to the door?
No, I wouldn't ever try that one on.
Or just, you know, turned up, just rocked up there wearing your chain of office.
No, it still wouldn't work.
Yeah. Did you ever think of standing for Parliament?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
I didn't even think about standing as a councillor, really, till someone asked me 21 years ago. I think be hard work and you're a lot of travelling out and I never appealed to me. Local politics, you could see you doing something, but no, I don't think so.
So are you pro or anti-Europe?
I'm pro-Europe.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that just the party line?
No, there is people in the party who are want to leave Europe. No, it's just thinking about it. There's always things you could make it better, but coming out altogether, I don't think it's the right thing. And I've been persuaded about a lot of jobs that we might lose because we do get out of Europe.
Are you worried at all about migration?
It's hard. I mean, there's always been migration or immigration or whatever you like in this country. You've got to get the right people in. If you go to the hospital, Addenbrookes, and if it wasn't for all the immigrants, the hospital wouldn't run.
Doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, they are, yeah. I mean, we see a small minority of people do abuse the system, but the majority of people that come to this country are hard workers.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Mm. You know, you get a small majority, and they give the hard-working majority a really bad name.
Well, my mother was an immigrant come from Ireland to come to work in this country, so...
Oh, Jesus, of course she was now. Sure, so was I. Yeah. Tell me what you do on your time off. Football team?
I do, yeah. And obviously, I think I said to the start, I was born in Leicester, so I'm pretty happy at the moment.
You hit the jackpot, didn't you?
Yeah. I like football. I like all sports, actually, watching.
Where do you go on holiday?
Usually Tenerife, Neil. Tenerife's one of my holidays every year, but then I go somewhere different. But and I've got family in Australia, I've got a daughter in Dubai, so I travel. I had another daughter that lived in Hong Kong.
I have to say, for those of you who can't see him, obviously, this afternoon because we're on the radio, he's sporting a very good tan. And your other hobby, I read, is clay pigeon shooting.
Yeah, I haven't been shooting for a long while, but I used to go shooting, usually on a Sunday morning, used to clay pigeon shooting.
Because I do PR for the 6 Mile Bottom Shoot. It's clay pigeon shooting.
Oh, yeah, I used to go, they call beating at 6 Mile Bottom for real shooting. Pheasants.
Real shooting. Anyway, we'll stay clear of that because it's a bit politically incorrect at the moment. Yeah. Any thoughts, finally, before we play another tune that you've picked, which is The Beatles and Blackbird. Any reason why you picked that?
Well, that's the album, the White Album, is my favourite album. And I could sit and listen to it on my own in a Sunday afternoon, and every record on there I like. So just the one I just chose off it.
Someone said to me earlier, do you think he ever gets confused with the comedian Rob Brydon?
One of your staff did when I walked in there. She called me Rob Brydon.
Were you telling her jokes on the way in?
No, I started talking Welsh then.
Finally, if I can ask you, who would you like your successor to be, or what direction do you think they should be coming from?
My successor as
mayor.
Mayor. Well, it should be 99.9% it'd be Jeremy Benstead, and he deserves it. He's the oldest or been served the longest councillor on the council now.
Rob Dryden, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Here's The Beatles for you.
Thank you.